Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiritual Successful Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Zweigel, and I'm going to be talking today about willpower. So this is something that everybody needs to tap into. And we think willpower is something that other people have that are just blessed or gifted with it. And then other people just don't have any of it. I know, like, if you ask my mom, she's like, I don't have willpower. I'm like, Mom, everybody has willpower. But she's just sworn to herself that she does not have willpower in certain, you know, areas of her life. And that's just the way it is. And she's just decided that that's not. But I wanted to talk about this because willpower is so important. First of all, it's power. The will is power. Will is power. And it's literally the greatest storehouse of energy that we have. And I want to share with you guys how to tap into that, because you need it if you're going to accomplish anything substantial in your life. Like, you need to know how to tap into your willpower. So I want to share just a few things. I found this old notebook of notes that I had written a while ago, and it actually came from a book called The Book of Sacred Magic of Abralim the Mage. So I don't even remember how I got this book. It was like one of those old looking yard sale type books. I thought the title was interesting. And then I flipped to just a couple random pages, and this is what I found in it. And it was like mind blowing. So I'm really glad that I got into it. But this is just what it was kind of talking about with will. And it was so relevant for today's podcast that I wanted to bring it to you guys today. So it starts out by talking about how your will is one of your greatest possessions when used properly. When you're using it with imagination, you can literally perform miracles. Now, our imagination is something we tap into as children. I have small kids right now, ages 4 and 5. I have older kids as well. But the younger ones for sure know how to tap into imagination. You know, like, in fact, anytime I go and sit and go play with my kids, I always ask them, all right, what are we playing? And they are going to come up with something. Like, let's pretend that, you know, we're on a deserted island and all the zombies are going to come out and get us. Whatever. They just use their imagination to create these scenarios and scenes in their mind. And then we play it out. And they absolutely there's no effort involved in this. Using your imagination is so natural to them at that age. But as we get older, we start getting so dense and stuck in our third dimension, our physical reality, and we stop using our imagination as much. We get so sold on what's around us, and we think that that's reality, that imagining anything else beyond that is kind of like delusional, you know? And I was actually doing a trading lesson this morning in my private trading group, and, you know, they're asking me about, you know, what do you put for your stop losses? And I'm like, I don't really use stop losses because I don't want to guarantee a loss. I'm only thinking about my future ahead. I'm not thinking about even what's going on right now. So when I'm looking at the chart, I'm placing my buys in the middle of a selling zone because I'm asking myself, would I buy low? Yeah, I'm buying low. And they're like, well, what about when your account goes into drawdown and it's negative, you know, $5,000 or something? Well, I just look at it and I go, well, that's what it is right now. And I don't have any emotional attachment to it either way, because my mind is on my vision, which is a surplus of 5,000 or 10,000 or whatever the goal is, right, for that trade sequence. So adults, I feel like, especially get stuck in what is right now, that we forget to use our imagination for what we could create in the future, right? And so your will is one of the greatest possessions if used properly with imagination. If you don't have imagination, your willpower, like, you're not using it towards anything, you know? So for instance, if you're trying to lose weight and you have to exercise your willpower to not eat a cookie, right? For example. Well, if you don't have a goal of losing weight, then the willpower is kind of irrelevant. You know, your willpower might be really weak then. If you don't have any weight to lose, why not eat a cookie, right? So if you have a serious goal, your imagination is where your goal is, right? Then you're going to exercise more willpower towards that. So, but the issue is this, is people don't buy into their imagination. Therefore, they don't develop their will towards any defined goal. So this is something that has to be fixed, right? We have to work on this. It's not as hard as it sounds. It's not like, You have to be a master of it and make all great decisions right out the gates. It's something that you build upon. It's like a muscle. Willpower is a muscle that has to be exercised and it has to be used. If not ever used, its atrophy is going to set in. It's just not going to do much for you anymore, right? If you're used to abandoning your goals, if you're used to quitting, then the next time you're confronted with an obstacle, you know, on your way to accomplishing a goal, if you're used to quitting and you're used to not using your willpower, then that's going to be the habit that forms and that's going to be the routine that sets in and that's going to be the modus operandi, right? That happens automatically in your life. So how you change that is by reversing your habits, by changing them a little bit at a time and building up that muscle again so that it's unnatural to quit. It's more natural to stick with it. By a simple act of will, the body can be transformed or one's financial situation improved beyond belief. One simple act of will. That's amazing. And nothing in this world can be accomplished without an act of will. You know, so like you have to will to do anything. If you're going to go to the gym, you're willing yourself to go to the gym. If you're going to, like I said, start a new diet, you're going to will yourself to accomplish that. And of course, you can program it, which makes it easier. You can program it into your mind. Like, for instance, when I decided I wanted to go to the gym, it took me 9 months to physically actually get my butt to the gym. Like, it took me that long. Like, decisions don't take that long. It's leading up to the decision that takes a long time. It was just a matter of, okay, I've decided now. So for 9 months, I wrestled with the idea of becoming a gym person. And I wasn't sure if I was ready to lose who I currently was, which was just a regular skinny person that didn't struggle with weight. So why go to the gym? That was my biggest obstacle. How do I go to the gym? How do I create bigger goals for myself if I don't feel like I have anywhere to go? So for me, it had to become more about building muscle and physique and getting toned and just the act of accomplishing something every single day. That's why I started to do it. But it took me 9 months of programming. I had to read it on a goal card for 9 months before I actually stepped foot in a gym, right? And before, I used to let everything stop me, right? So it was like, well, I don't have a gym plan. So if I go to the gym, I'm going to be standing around like, what do I do? Watching all these other people that know what to do. And then my social anxiety is going to flare up because I'm like, don't have a plan for my workout. So I had to get all these ducks in a row, you know, before I started going. It was like, all right, I need a plan. I need to know how to do these exercises. I need to know what to do. I need to know what supplements to take. You know, I try to get all my ducks in a row, but honestly, the moment I started going was just right after I made the decision, I'm just going to go. But like I said, nothing can be accomplished, nothing without the power of using your will. And before doing anything, one must will to do it. You have to make that decision and decide you're going to do it. Will is power. It's the greatest storehouse of energy. It's the driving force which uses imagination as a medium for achieving success. You can will yourself to success. You can will yourself to manifest anything that you want in your life. Because once you set that goal, if you don't accept anything else besides accomplishing that goal, you're going to accomplish that goal. And the greatest proof possible is that of personal experience. You're going to prove it to yourself. So, you know, if you don't believe that you can accomplish something, this kind of ties into our beliefs. If your imagination is weak, right, you don't believe that you can actually do something, you're going to find it very hard to will your way to do it because your end imagination is that underlying belief that it's not going to happen. So what's the point? But that becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So now you're looking for evidence in your life of not doing it because that's what you're used to seeing. If you've built a habit of failure in your life, which many people have, the habit of quitting, the habit of giving up too soon, the habit of whatever, right? Like if that's your natural habits in there, then you're probably looking for that evidence in your life. What's the point of starting if I know I'm going to quit soon after? What's the point of starting my diet on Monday if I know by Wednesday I'm going to be quitting? And so you look for evidence of that. So what you have to do on the flip side instead is when you start out fresh again and you say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to change my diet, I'm going to start making sales calls, or I'm going to start doing this or that or the other, right? Then I'm going to look for evidence of the opposite. So when I go to the gym and I actually go there, I actually make a good choice when I'm, you know, eating food or whatever, I'm going to build that evidence into my belief capital. Belief is going to help me entertain my imagination to do bigger and greater things and to accomplish harder things, right? And so eventually you'll prove it to yourself. Whatever your imagination is holding is what it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what's going to happen. And so truthfully, like, everything is what it is, right? We've talked about that. And so if you've willed yourself or imagine yourself to be a fit, successful person with lots of money in the bank account and also very in tune spiritually and, you know, good relationships and whatever, like all the things that people want, right? Then you have to start looking for evidence of that. And you look for evidence of that in your actions. Your actions is what's building up your belief capital that is also firing up your imagination to prove to yourself what's possible. And so what I want to share too is, like, nothing's more false than the idea that will can't be developed. So the idea that, like, some people have it and some people don't is completely false. We all have this. It's a higher mental faculty. It's something that human beings are gifted with. We all have the ability to use our willpower. And it's one of the easiest of the mental faculties to improve upon. It's the most fundamental of natural urges known as the will to live. You know, like, we all have a will to live, right? And you have to have a strong enough will to live, you know, to survive on a daily basis. You know, you get up every morning, eat breakfast. People that don't have a will to live, they maybe skip meals, they maybe don't eat, they don't take care of themselves, they just let everything just slide, right? But if you have that will, that strong urge within to live, you can also accomplish more than just living. You can accomplish way beyond that and actually thrive. And so I want to share with you guys kind of like an analogy. So I was watching John Wick. Now, I don't normally seek out movies like this because fighting and action movies are typically not my thing, because I just don't know why anybody would fight. Like, I have a hard time watching the UFC. Although I did go to the UFC fight recently in Dubai. I got to meet Dana White. That was really cool. And we get to sit in his seats, which was an amazing experience. So if you're listening to this, Dana, thank you for those seats. It was an incredible experience. But the whole time I'm like, dang, why does people just beat each other up like that? Like, what is it for these guys? Like, is it because they're like lions? Like, they're urged to conquer. Like, they have to be like on top. I guess I would never survive as a fighter because I don't want to fight anybody, right? But, you know, like, the will is so interesting because it's something that you can improve upon. It's something that you can take control of. It's something that you can use to accomplish your dreams and your goals. But anyways, what I was saying, I got a little sidetracked there for a second, but I was talking about John Wick. I was watching this movie with my husband. And there's something that separates John Wick from all the other, like, fighters and people that he encountered. Now, there's some good dudes that he's fighting. Like, they are very skilled, talented. They're assassins. Like, everybody in his network is basically an assassin. So they're all at the top of their game, right? But there's something different about John Wick, and everybody fears him. And why do they all fear him? And it's because he wills to live. Like, his willpower is so strong, he literally will not stop at anything less than the goal that he's trying to accomplish. And so when he's in a battle, whatever it is, he's going to do every single thing that he possibly can. He's going to tap into creative intelligence. You know, what I mean by that is, like, he will take somebody out with a pen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what's around, if he has weapons or not. It doesn't matter how many times he's been shot or stabbed. He's still just going. He has decided, I will be victorious. I will win. And it's his willpower that separates him from everybody else. And when everyone else that he's fighting, maybe they have strong will too, but not as strong as his, right? He's determined. It's raw determination that separates him from everybody else. And if you watch that movie, like, look at it from that angle, because I was looking at it from that angle and I was like, dang, like, this is literally the goal process. Like pretend it's not fighting, right? Like, pretend it's what you really want in life. Like, will you accomplish it regardless of what's being thrown at you, like blades flying and bullets in the air aimed at you, like whatever obstacles are coming your way, like, you know, negative bank account, or maybe your marriage is on the rocks, or like whatever is happening in your life, like all these things flying at you. What is your will? Like, do you have a will to make it work? And here's the scary part. Like, even Napoleon Hill talks about this. Indifference is the killer of all goals and dreams. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't really want to that much, you know, I don't really want to make a big difference in my life, or I could or I couldn't, either way. Like, indifference is the killer of all ambition. And so if you're in a state of indifference and it's like, well, maybe I'll go to the gym, maybe I won't, you know, maybe I'll make $1 million, maybe I won't, maybe I'll accomplish, you know, get through to my fear, or maybe I won't, you know, like if you're kind of like about it, like that's something that you need to address before you tap into your willpower, I feel like. And that's because you don't have desire, right? You have to develop desire first. You have to figure out what goal is worth it. What goal is worth trading your life for? What goal is something that you can get excited about every single day? And it might be something that is very like unsuspecting. You might have been in the same career for 15 years and you're just, your mental state is so limited into that narrow filter of the job you're currently in that you're not even entertaining the things that you really, really want to do because it's so far out of reach, at least in your mind, right? So you have to first open up your imagination and let it drift a little into the land of where all possibilities are. If anything was possible in the world, anything that you wanted, then what would it be, right? So here's how we change our state of will. Here's how we energize our willpower, okay? Because I'm not saying that it's always easy. It's not. It gets easier with time, just as like lifting weights gets easier over time. It's like a muscle that you have to start out. So for instance, you have to start with something easy first. Something that you know you can absolutely do, that's not a far stretch. Now, sometimes when we're setting goals, it's like, okay, I make 80 grand a year. You know, my goal is to make $1 million a year. And, you know, maybe you start making sales calls or whatever, or you're, you know, trying to trade, but you're losing or whatever, something's going on. And it's just like, dang, will I ever even get there? You know, you start doubting. And so you kind of cancel out your will because it's such a big stretch. That it's like, dang, it's even hard to visualize like where I'm trying to go. And so what I like to suggest is just start out with something small. So like if we're talking about the gym analogy, for example, like start out just doing 10 pushups a day, you know, something you know you can do, 5 pushups a day, whatever. And 5 sit-ups, and do like a 1 minute wall sit, you know, like do something super basic. Just in the house, like forget about going to the gym and dealing with that right away. Just something you know you can do every single day that's like, yeah, I could do that. And same thing with if you want to change your diet, like just eliminate one thing. Eliminate one or two things. That's it. Okay. And don't go crazy with it. Not like if you go from like I eat whatever I want to gluten-free, vegan, keto in one day, you're going to want to quit because that's going to be like really stressful. Like to keep track of all these habits that we're trying to change at once. And so I suggest starting with something that you absolutely know you can do because that's where your belief level is. You're going to start with where your belief level is. And then when that becomes absolutely too easy, then you're going to increase it from there, right? So now we're going to do like 5 pushups a day, 5 sit-ups a day, a 1 minute wall sit. And on top of that, we're going to do like maybe add some dumbbells and lift a couple reps of weights, maybe 8 reps with dumbbells or something like that, bicep curls, whatever. We're going to add that to it. Okay, so now we're going to build upon that. So anytime I get stuck and my willpower is being challenged, which I notice is typically, like, for instance, I used to work out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but Wednesday was my day off. And so Wednesday, then coming back Thursday was like, geez, I had to use every willpower I could muster up to get back into the gym after I had a break. Like if you have Thanksgiving holiday, you have 4 or 5 days off. And then it's like, Okay, your willpower is definitely going to be challenged on that, you know, change of mode, going back to work on Monday, right? Like that's going to be the most challenging part of it. So for me, like my willpower is definitely tested whenever I'm like I have breaks. So to make my life easier, I just was like, all right, I'm going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll take off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Me mentally, that worked out better for me. But I want to say, like, if your willpower is challenged, then do the bare minimum, right? Do the bare minimum to just to get back into the right routine. So for me, it was like, okay, I'm just going to walk into my gym. My gym is in my barn. It's freezing and snowing right now. So we've been actually physically driving to the gym now where they have, you know, heat and stuff on because the dumbbells are literally like, you're going to get frostbite at this point by holding them. So for me, it was like, okay, I'm just going to get dressed into my gym clothes and then I'm just going to go into my gym and I'm going to do the basic babyest workout that I can muster up. And I'm just going to do that, like just do the bare minimum. And if I allow myself to go easy on myself, my willpower is like very low. So I'm doing the bare minimum I can think of that I could accomplish. I do that. And then I can build from there. Then I realize, okay, that wasn't that hard. I can do more than that. All right. Then I can do a much harder workout from there. Then I can do much harder things. So like, let's relate this to success, right? So for me, success is doing whatever you want with your life. So whatever that goal is for you, like set that. I'll tell you guys my goal right now. My goal is to make $10,000 a day trading. About 7 months ago, my goal was to make $5,000 a day trading. I feel pretty comfortable with that now. So now I want to ramp that up to $10,000 a day trading. So that's my goal. I feel like I have a clear path of getting there. It's going to take some effort on my part for sure, because I'm going to have to grow my account size up, you know, strategically so that it makes sense. But for me, for willpower is I have to show up every single day in the charts. I got to analyze the charts every day. I got to stay on top of it every day. I got to check in every day. You know, I got to pay attention to the news, things that are going on, movements in the market, things like that. I have to pay attention and really be serious about it if I really want to do that. But because my imagination is already so wild as it is, maybe because I have toddlers, I have no fear in accomplishing that. I have no doubt really in my mind that I can't accomplish that. I've already proven to myself that I can do $5,000 a day. So, and I've actually done $10,000 before, so I know I can do that on a daily basis if I play my trades correctly and I stay consistent and I stay on the path that I'm on right now. So if your goal is to hit a certain income level, let's say, so that you can maybe quit your job, right? Then what does that look like for you? What are the things you're going to have to do? And can you activate your willpower to get it done? So let's say you want to make $150,000 a year from home. Let's just say that's our realistic goal that we want to set, right? And it could be a different number. I'm just using examples here. Well, then you have to come up with the plan on how you're going to do that, right? And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. You can literally build a team in network marketing. You can sell products online. You can set up an Amazon store. You can become a trader. But I would say the plan for that then is you need to invest a year of your life. We have an academy through a program called Akashic. So it's Akashic Academy. This is where we have expert traders that are in there collaborating all the time and calling trades. That's how I got my start into the trading world. I would say put it a year aside to learn how to do the skill of trading, right? Because it is a lot of trial and error, and it's a lot of learning, and it's a lot of mental overcoming as well. And that's personal development. So realistically, you have to put your plan together, but you also have to start moving towards it as well. And so if you want to accomplish this $150,000 a year goal in the next year, because we're going to give us a year to work on this, then what do you have to start doing immediately right now? Well, if this is our goal and this is the plan we're going to put together, number one is you got to get your Akashic membership. Number two, you got to get plugged into all the Telegram communication channels, and you got to get the app to make sure you receive the signals. And then after that, then you need to set some time aside. You got to give up some time in your life, maybe an hour a day at least. an hour or two, that 2 hours a day max. You don't have to go crazy with it, right? Set an hour a day aside for you to study and look at the charts and to watch some tutorials and to do some research and to figure out some of the mistakes that people make and how to avoid them. You're going to make your own mistakes and you have to be okay with that, right? Mistakes are all part of learning. It's not a sign that it's not working. It's a sign that that didn't work. And to stay on your goal, right? But just to move past your obstacles and be okay with that. Also, don't get emotionally stuck in a downswing, because with trading, like, you have to be almost like a robot, you know? Like, whether it's good or bad, you have to just kind of be neutral. You have to know everything is just what it is. And if things don't go your way, then it's a learning lesson. If they do go your way, then that's a reward for what you put into it, right? And so you have to start out with something realistic. Like, okay, I just want to make $100 a day trading. My goal is $150,000 a year. I'm going to start with $100 a day. So what I have to do to make $100 a day? Well, you can make that in one trade, or you can make very, very small trades and make it in 10 trades or however many. But set that as your goal and work towards that. Once you accomplish that, then you're going to move to 500 a day, right? Or maybe 300 and then 1,000 and then so on. So you're going to scale it up as you're learning and moving ahead. So your willpower, how it comes into play, is you have to set time aside every single day to learn and to put it into practice. That's the biggest part you're going to have to do. And even if you don't take any trades, just spend time watching the market. Even if you just do that, you're going to be working towards that goal. So to activate your willpower and to grow upon it, it's literally just like activating a muscle in your body and starting to exercise it. And like, for instance, when I started doing weights, I was doing 5 pounds, 10 pound weights. Now I'm doing 25, 35 pounds. So like, you got to start somewhere. And if you think you're going to walk in and start at somebody's end goal, or starting at your end goal, really, it's just not going to happen. You have to start out something small and something that you know you can do, because that's your belief level, and build upon that. And as you have more belief in yourself, the more you're going to accomplish things much faster, and the more strong your willpower is going to get, because you know that pushing past this discomfort on a daily basis is literally the path to success. Pushing past your discomfort on a daily basis is the path to success. And it's without fail. Now, every single morning, I get up, I check the charts, I see if there's any opportunities lying ahead. If there is, I'm going to get excited, I'm going to play some trades, right? Then I'm going to get my butt over to the gym. I'm going to work on myself, literally myself, my mindset and everything. The mindset is just getting to the gym and completing the workout successfully, right? And then I'm working on my physical at the same time, clearly, because I'm in the gym. But putting all those things, your daily routine, putting all those things together is how you develop yourself into a whole new person by this time next year. My mentor used to say, you're going to need a telescope to look to see how far back you've come, because you have literally catapulted yourself into the stratosphere. You're not even recognizable anymore. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know if I met somebody in from my past like 10 years ago, I don't know if they would recognize me anymore. I don't even know if we'd have anything to talk about, because the old versions of me are long gone. They are gone now. Like I don't even, in fact, I had different names back then, and I've buried them. They're like dead to me now. Like the old version of me, I never want back again. Those were some of the toughest years of my life, because I was just wrestling with the fact that I needed to be growth minded. And as soon as I accepted that, and as soon as I decided I wasn't going to be attached to anything, like good, bad, ugly, great, whatever, everything is great. Everything is a blessing. Everything's for me. And the hardest parts of my life are the best parts of my life now, right? Because it means I get to grow. And like, energy is always moving. And so we have to embrace the change. We have to embrace the suck. We have to embrace the discomfort. We have to embrace the soreness when we come out of the gym, because that means you're going somewhere. That means you're changing. That means you're improving, you know. And every trade sequence that I do, if I have a loss or two, I think about it. I learn from it. And then I move forward, right? And so don't get tripped up if you think willpower is this magical, mystical thing that's gifted to certain people that think you know, just have it all figured out. It's not. It's something. It's a muscle, and it starts out as a baby muscle. But if you can tap into your willpower and marry that with your imagination, you will literally be unstoppable. You'll be John Wick in real life. So anyways, thank you guys so much for hopping on to this episode, and I will see you all on the next one. Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Successful Podcast. See you guys.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.